end.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Yes, Mr. Ellie Est in the dick chair. And once again, we're doing our thing here on a Wednesday night. That's the J. Rouse Show. Live and in color. We're doing our thing, baby. So let me start off like Jay usually does. This is for all the girls in the world, except for one. She knows who a black ass is. High fives and fist bumps for the fellas. And tonight we got a very interesting question for us, folks. QD is coming up. And then I do our thing here, man. But, man, we got news, we got weather, we got traffic. And Jay won't be here tonight with us because Jay's doing this thing. He's traveling to come home for the 4th of July, so we'll be able to do the show. So, I hate to tell you this, folks, but I don't have a show loaded in there. And Jay don't have a show loaded in there, so hey. We don't have some fun anyway, folks, so. Let me get back to you guys in a minute. It's July 2nd, Jay.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
An independent privacy board today unanimously approved a report finding a controversial government surveillance program to be constitutional. NPR's David Welnick explains the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board found the so-called Section 702 program targeting foreigners living abroad to be both valuable and effective.
Unlike the Privacy Board's rejection earlier this year of the NSA's bulk collection of phone records, Board Chairman David Medin said the panel endorsed this other spying program.
The operation of the Section 702 program has been subject to judicial oversight and extensive internal supervision, and the board has found no indication of intentional abuse.
But Elizabeth Goitein of the Brennan Center for Justice says the program sweeps up Americans' communications with no court order.
It's a clear end run around the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement to search through this data collected without a warrant for communications about U.S. persons that would otherwise require a warrant to get.
Goitein and other civil liberties advocates say they're disappointed in the board's report. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
The recent ruling by the Supreme Court that sided with small businesses that objected to the provision of the administration's new health care law that provides employees with free birth control coverage is not expected to result in a wave of companies dropping the coverage. While some business owners have objected to paying for birth control coverage on moral or religious grounds, others have said they'll continue paying for most types, just not those they equate with abortion. Companies already covered birth control before the new health care law. A survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation finds 85% of large employers had already covered birth control. Facebook's number two executive is apologizing for not alerting nearly 700,000 users they were part of a study. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg says the company has poorly communicated with its users.
Facebook data scientists engaged in a psychological experiment to see if the emotional state of its users was affected by the type of posts they saw. For a week, they omitted newsfeed content that contained either positive or negative emotions. The research, published in March in the Proceedings of National Academy of Scientists, found that people who had more negative content posted more negative content themselves, and those who got positive feeds posted more upbeat content. But the users were not alerted that they were part of the study. Facebook COO Sandberg says it was part of ongoing research companies do to test products, but it was poorly communicated. She apologized for that and said Facebook never meant to upset you. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen apparently does not see the need to begin jacking up short-term interest rates the Fed controls, at least not right away. Addressing a conference sponsored by the International Monetary Fund, Yellen said while there are pockets of increased risk across the financial system, she says they can be addressed with existing regulatory tools. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 20 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
What makes people tick? What makes people do the things that they do? You know, this morning I was watching the news like I do every morning before I start my day. And there was a report about some guys who broke into McDonald's, you know, demanded, you know, cell phones and wallets from the patrons there. And then as the assistant manager tried to open up the cash register, apparently this person wasn't moving fast enough for these varmints. And they hit the guy upside his head, knocking him out. And they left with, you know, whatever, an undetermined amount of money, and, you know, they've gone about their way. I just don't understand why people do it. I don't understand what makes some humans tick. How do you feel it's okay for you just to step up, knock somebody out, and take something that's not yours? Now, listen, as kids, I know we all have stories of things that we stole. I mean, trust me, I remember when I stole a gun from my little G.I. Joe man. You know, the G.I. Joe guys that had the real hair, I think they cost $4.99. I didn't have $4.99. I didn't have my, you know, I lost my little pistol. So I took a pistol out of the little G.I. Joe box and my sister towed on me. And man, oh man, did I get my ass cremated. I mean, just my mom went lights out on me, said, you better not ever, ever, ever steal anything again. Now, I know Mr. Elias, if he's listening to this, I know he's thinking about the time I did a little switcheroo on some price tags. But listen, I'm saying I've never committed a major felon in my life. I've never gone in with the intent to take something from someone else, and then if they did not give it to me, threaten to either hurt them or even kill them in some cases. I just don't understand what makes people tick. I don't understand why people break the law. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, and the thing that's so crazy about all this is that when they get caught, they're very remorseful. They're crying in some cases. But my thing is, why did you not think of these things before you committed the crimes? Why did you not think about all the repercussions before you did it? And see, I always tell people all the time, you know, one of the things that keeps me straight is that I think about, okay, what will my mom think of me doing this? Or what will my daughters think of me? I always try to put myself somewhere else before I even think about doing something stupid. But trust me, I'll never think about trying to rob anybody. I'll never think about trying to, you know, kill somebody over this, that, and the other. Who or what gives me the right to take someone's life? Once again, it's a situation that makes you go, So, you know, every now and then I'll come across things that makes me say, why do we do what we do? I don't know what we learned from this 3-minute commentary. It's just a question. And hey, maybe some of you guys know the answers to the questions. But my question tonight is, what makes people do what they do? That's my thought. That's my opinion.
And that concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama.
I know.
Yeah. She sings like that, too. You better look for your mama.
The nails were done and my hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the evolutionary Momo Beezy and the Heezy. What's going on, Momo
Beezy? What's up, Mr. L to the E to the F? What is this? Y'all rotating? Y'all taking turns? One show up, one don't, one show up, one don't? What's going on here? Fill me in, boo. Fill me in.
Well, Jay's on the road tonight. He's coming home for the 4th of July, so he's hitting the road tonight. So, you know, he needs a little sleep before he hit the road, because, you know, he's not as young as he used to be. He's an old fat gentleman, so he can't really sustain the road like he used to. So now, you know, he's got, you know, Momo, when you get to his age, you know, and you're old and you're kind of chubby up, you need that rest. So that's what he's doing. He's taking a rest tonight. And to be honest, the month of July, after tonight, but this Saturday, I want it'll be a lot of Saturdays before I'm here, because I got my family reunion, and then I'll be in D.C. after that. So I won't be here for a couple of times. Like, that's the way it works.
What?
Yeah, when you're, you know, yeah, I'm going to D.C. It's 100-year anniversary, so today my family reunion is next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. So I won't be here at all. So that's the way it's working.
He said at all. You said at all. You can't pick up a phone and call. That's what I understand about folks. This is a radio, internet radio show. You can call, even if you be on a switchboard, you can call and say, hey, everybody, sit for 15, 30 minutes. You can do that when you're like, I ain't going to be here. I'm going to be turning up. You can call in, so don't even front like that.
Well, I'm going to call in and say, hey, how's it going? But I'm going to keep it moving because, you know, D.C. is going to be off the chain, and so is my family reunion. So, hey, got to do what I got to do. You know, I got to keep it moving. I got to keep it moving.
Okay.
Yeah,
I understand. I'm going to talk about you, though. Yeah, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to talk about you. That's how Momo be keeping real. I'm telling you straight up, I'm going to talk about you.
Well, hey, you know, Steph, I wouldn't expect anything else from you, Momo B. But, you know, let's bring in all the co-hosts right now.
Let's do it.
Welcome aboard the spacious cabin, attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Hi, Mr. L to the E to the S.
You got the right one, baby.
Uh-huh. Oh,
hello.
Right. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Elias. Hi, Momo. What's up, fly girl? Girl, I got the flu.
What?
You
got what?
You got the flu? I had to go to the emergency room Monday night. I was so sick. Oh, my God. That's awful.
But
yeah, I have a sinus infection, and I have the flu. How the hell do you catch the flu twice after you done had a shot? Because they got the flu and the shot.
Stomach hurt, you can't be here. Wrong with him. Say, my stomach hurt, I can't be here. You here with the flu. But now you're a straight up trooper. Damn, Jay. Come on, I need some sleep in my head road, man. My stomach hurt, man. I'm sick. Wow, boy, I know the fat man's listening. Fat man from China's listening. But hey, look.
Vanessa name ain't on the show. And she showed up.
Yeah.
She showed up to represent and hold it down while Jay going to take his beauty sleep. She going to be sleeping seven whole years.
I
listened
to
the show on Saturday, Momo. Because I haven't left the house in 2 days, so I got to listen to the show on Saturday, which was all the goodbyes for the summer. Ernest taking a hiatus.
And then Jay said that Mr. Elias wasn't going to be here on Saturdays.
I don't know what he's doing. But we'll talk about that when he ain't here.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in 10 good minutes. But hey, we got to bring another one of our co-hosts in. Hey.
Hi there. Six.
Oh, shoot. Okay, shoot.
There was a man and woman having sex, and at the right there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood Squares. Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I paid to get in. I stayed in. See, look,
see,
she's done it. She didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress
and
no drawers. I'm staying
here
and
enjoying
myself.
Sex
is for sex.
Hey,
everybody. Hey,
Momo
B. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey,
Ernest.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm busy with my daughter. She's going to be going to Special Olympics soon in like the next year. So
wow.
I'm fundraising for her. We're making jewelry and stuff. And So I've been busy doing that, buying jewelry.
What's she doing? What is she going to do?
Yeah, put it out there. I'll support her. Special Olympics, I would definitely support her.
She's gonna probably do track and field and swimming.
Okay. Wow. Go ahead, Imani. Yes, of course we will over here. You better let us know. You better keep us posted. Don't be funny.
Well, okay. Well, she has a FundMe page, and so I'll share it on Jay's, on the show page.
Mine also. Do it on
yes, and yours. Yeah, I'll give you a special message.
Who taught her how to swim so well?
She taught herself. She loved to swim.
Oh, hello.
Most
kids teach themselves how to do that thing. Once they get in there, it's just nature. We got to stay on top.
Yeah.
That they better.
And girl, and let me tell you, my friend, her teacher is a coach. And so she would show me pictures of some of the guys that were doing track. And I said, you know, some of these dudes were tatted down and they look, I mean, you know, they have special needs, but I was like, I'm not a mess with somebody with special needs. You know, they were kind of good. You know, I was like, you get to get that. I'm serious. There's some really good athletes. Well, there were some really good athletes in Special Olympics. Really good athletes. Well, you know, like they could, yeah. So, we're just going to get her busy.
What is it? I don't want to take up too much time. I don't know how much time I got because, you know, I don't really watch the clock. But I just want to ask you, you said you're trying to raise funds for her. What, do you got to pay for her to be in the Special Olympics?
Well, it's just for, like, transportation, maybe, like, track shoes for her, and then, you know, like, new shirts, like the team has shirts, so people donate to get them new shirts and stuff. And so I just want to kind of get a fund going for her and then sponsor two or three more people, depending on how much money I get, two or three more kids. Because one thing I know is when you have a child with special needs, it's hard. And so a lot of parents don't have the money to send them to these things that are really, really good social skills for them. So I just kind of want to help my child and then give back. So
I hear that. We're going to talk about that more after the show.
Okay.
Well, as a matter of fact, hey, you know, we got 10 good minutes. Let's talk about it during 10 minutes.
Hey.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes is sponsored by DJ Shine Wine. It's the baddest DJ in the Chicagoland area. You can hit him up at hitthemusic.com. And, hey, I'll give his phone number one of these days. But DJ Shine Wine is sponsoring the 10 Good Minutes. And we're going to ask before we talk about what we're going to talk about in the 10 Good Minutes. So, Ms. Terry, let's continue talking about the special needs, Special Olympics that your daughter's getting into. Why not?
It's pretty neat because if they do really good, they get to travel places, but the family has to pay for their travel expenses. So, you know, it could be big for her, but I just want it really for social skills and to get out there and just to be who she is, you know? Because she's going to be a mess in Special Olympics, trust me. She's going to be a mess, and I'm going to be taping it all. All of it. Yeah.
So what is it? Do you have the details about it?
I don't. Well, the next things will be in 2016. So I'm just starting early, just, you know, working my thing, doing her. I'm making her some bracelets. And it's just like a shoestring. And the shoestring is my daughter, it's called stimming. And they hold things or they shake things. It just calms them down. Well, she does shoestrings. So what I'm doing is I'm beading shoestrings and making them into bracelets and put her name on them, and those are going to be going for like $2 to go toward her fund. So she's helping me bead them.
So, but this doesn't take place until 2016.
Right.
Okay.
Right, but I'm sure you need funds and support from now to get the materials you need to make the bracelets themselves.
Right, and the bracelets to sell. Yeah,
and then they
do trainings and, you know, all that stuff. So I just kind of, and I really wanted to help some other kids go too. So she has some friends who want to go.
But you need to get started,
huh?
Approximately, how much do you need to get started?
Well, my goal is going to be $1,000. That's my goal from now until then.
Oh, from now until 2016.
Yeah. So if I get more, then I can, you know, help other kids.
Well, Ms. Terry, why don't you just announce that every week here on Saturdays and on Wednesday on the shows, and then we'll take care of on Sundays. And just announce it. I mean, that's what we're about. We're family here. Well, most definitely. And, you know, I'm definitely going to donate to your daughter's cause, most definitely, because
That's what we're doing.
Okay,
and you know
thank
what?
You.
The truth be told, your goal is 1,000, but you're going to need a lot more. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I know.
You will.
Yeah. But I'm just hoping that I can get out there, you know, and her family's going to help and my friends. So, and her teacher's a coach, and that's her calling. So she's going to be there, and it's going to be wonderful for her. I'm really excited for her, you know, because anything that I can do for my daughter to get her out there and be like a normal, productive citizen, you know. That's what
Miss Terry, I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm just saying this, but I'm gonna tell you, don't say normal like some. Don't use that word. I really don't like that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, but don't say
mm-hmm.
that. She
yeah.
is. You know, I know what you mean, but don't do that. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Sister to sister,
I know.
You know what I'm saying.
I know.
That's your baby, and ain't nothing wrong with her. That's your baby.
No. See, to me, there's nothing. You know, she just got a way out there person. She's just like me. She's a mini-me, so you can imagine how she is.
A hot mess.
So I know, and she loved a boy. And she loved a boy. Huh?
Stop that. You said she's a mini you?
She is. And she loves a boy. She's got like 2 or 3 boyfriends per year, per classroom. So I know that now, you know how, you got to reel it in. Right. You got to reel it in. I got to reel it in and keep her busy. You know, I already know. So I'm going to reel it in and keep her busy. Because, you know, she's a little flirt, so.
The word normal has flew away a long time ago. There's nothing normal about anybody. Everybody does their own thing.
No.
People say, I'm not normal. And I'm good. I'm normal B. I ain't got to be like everybody else. So that word is long gone. So,
So I'll keep you guys posted, and I'll be in, telling everybody about it each time we come on the show. So.
Yes.
Right. Well, that works for us, because that's what we're all about here. I mean, you do such a wonderful job with the missing children, and you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like you're always helping kids. So that's an important factor to us here. That we'll promote that.
I'll be putting pictures up. She's gonna be having her little lemonade stands and stuff. You know, old fashioned stuff. You know. That I think kids need to always have. Be that little entrepreneur and stuff, you know. Maybe, you know, she'll go into her own business and do what she got to do.
Hey, that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it, because,
you know,
I got a nephew who owns his own business, and I tell him all the time, man, I am so proud of you, because, hey, man, you're stepping out here. You're doing your thing. And don't let nobody discourage you telling you about you. Oh, you need to work for somebody. No, man, work for yourself. You know, I've
mm-hmm.
had 3 businesses since I've been an adult. And I'll advise anybody, man, get your own, because there's nothing like it. You go to work for yourself, you come for yourself, you know what you got to do to make your business successful.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I advise anybody to get entrepreneurial spirit. I advise that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, it's time to go to our first break. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Shine One. DJ Shine One at hitsandmusic.com. One of these days I'm going to get DJ Shine One's number, but I don't have it right now. And, hey, look, I get it. But it's at hitsandmusic.com. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, DJ Shine One is one of the baddest DJs out there. So, hey, folks, get DJ Shine One a call. And, or either give him a hit on hitsandmusic.com. And I'm telling you, the brother's bad. So we'll be right back after these messages.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Arthur continues to churn off to the north, slowly gaining intensity. Meanwhile, gusty thunderstorms continue to slam and drench and soak portions of the northeast. I'm meteorologist Justin Pavic with your latest weather watch. The South Plains dodging some showers, but there's some drenching storms here rolling out of Louisiana, Mississippi into Alabama. Severe thunderstorm watch box continues for the next couple of hours. We're also looking at several watch boxes up to 95, where we have had many reports of damaging winds, at least over central and Also, eastern portions of Pennsylvania and New York State, a very fierce-looking line of thunderstorms, kind of a broken line, now stretching from southern Maine all the way back into Jersey, rolling across Long Island with winds of 40 to 50, potentially even 60 miles per hour. Very heavy rain, a few reports of flooding north of Albany earlier on today, and we cannot rule out a few instances of hail either. And here's Arthur. It's up to 70 miles per hour. The overall system is rather compact, but it is slowly strengthening and organizing. Movement here off to the north at 7 miles per hour, sitting roughly 435 miles to the south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. And as we go through time, we'll likely see deteriorating conditions, especially for the Outer Banks. Hurricane warnings have been posted.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
control, Mom.
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Damn right, it's the second set of the J-Rod Show. And that was Club Nouveau with Jealousy. And you got some of the best people in the biz here on internet radio. Start with my girl, Momo Beef and Easy. Jealousy. Yeah.
I don't need, you don't need, we don't need no jealousy. I don't need, you don't need, we don't need no jealousy. That was one of my favorite songs in high school. And you know I had to sing that all the time. I had to sing it all the time. So I'm telling you, if they would have got paid for how many times I played that song, they would have been rich and still had money to bump them. Because that song was on and popping. I had to sing that song every time I walked into homeroom. I don't need, you don't need, we don't need no jealousy. That was my jam. I love it. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Oh. And we got Miss Terry, but it's my girl, Miss Terry. How you doing, Miss Terry?
I'm wonderful.
Woo! All right, and then we got my girl, Nessa. What is her name, Nessa?
Hey, sweetie. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
You haven't had toddies, Vanessa?
I'm too sick for a hot toddy. Does that
No, girl, I ain't never too sick for a hot toddy.
That might make you feel better.
Oh, too
it might
many
just make
pills.
You feel better. You better get on it.
Okay. And we still got one more sound number to bring in. Let's bring her in. Oh, shoot.
What about my sister?
Oh. She's your queen to be. A queen to be forever.
Tucking my stomach in, tucking my stomach in all day. I've been doing everything to get rid of this baby pouch.
Introducing Princess Audelia.
Dr. Odinga, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's like you're far away from the mic.
Nope, I'm right here. Can you hear me very good?
I can hear you good now. How are you doing this evening?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, would you like to say hello to everyone else now? Because I know you like saying hello to everyone.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hi, Vanessa. Hello, Pamoki, my sister. And hello, Adelia.
Hello, Princess Adelia.
Hello, and Mr. Elias, how are you?
Yes, dog. Yes.
Where is Jay?
Yes, Jay's a little under the weather, and he's traveling to Indiana tonight, so he had to get his beauty rest, so he won't be here the next year anyway. But I digress. Well, you know, if you listen to this show, you know what time it is. So, folks, we got the QOD coming up. Ooh, this is the QOD. We want to know the best, the worst, and the funniest thing that's ever happened to you. Okay, folks, we want to know the best thing that ever happened to you, the worst thing, and the very funniest thing that ever happened to you. So, this is our QOD. We want to know what's the worst, the best, and the funniest thing that's ever happened to you. Who do we want to start out with? I got all ladies on the panel tonight, so we never start out with Vanessa. So Vanessa, we're going to start out with you, darling. What's the best thing that ever happened to you?
You got a lot of noise in your background, I think. I don't know where it's coming from. But the best thing that ever happened to me was meeting Bobby.
Bobby Jones.
Mm-hmm. Was meeting Bobby Jones.
Bobby was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah, because without Bobby, I wouldn't have my daughter.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And what's the next
thing? What's the worst thing that ever happened to you?
Meeting my mother-in-law.
Oh, snap! Dang, Vanessa!
Mother-in-law.
Woo, nightmare.
You didn't even say that. She's that bad for you, Vanessa?
Wow. Meeting your mother-in-law was the worst thing.
Woo, nightmare. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, yeah. She's not here now, Lord bless her soul, but yeah, that was it. Okay, and the next one was the funniest thing. When you said the funniest thing, I knew what it was.
What was the funniest
thing? I thought I was cute, and I had on a sundress. It would take my sister to tell this story. I thought I was cute, and I was walking and tripped, and I normally, I would say 8 times out of 10, I don't have on underwear under my sundresses.
Oh, no.
And I tripped, and I fell, trying to be cute.
It was
just exposed. Muscles could not. She couldn't stop laughing to pull my dress down.
So
yeah,
that was the funniest thing. That was the funniest thing that ever happened to you.
Wow. Out in public, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Vanessa, wow. Vanessa was on.
Vanessa was what?
What now?
I couldn't hear.
You were strutting. I said, Vanessa, you was all exposed from the back?
I was all exposed. I was strutting it. I thought I was cute girl. I had that weave going out, them 5 different shades of eyeshadow with them juicy lips. Girl, I thought I had it going on and tripped and fell. Sure did.
Wow.
And everything was exposed. And it wouldn't have been seen, but my sister really didn't pull my dress down, but she was going to laugh and she couldn't even pull the dress down.
Where were you at when you tripped at?
I think we was walking across the parking lot to a concert or something. Everybody was walking across the parking lot trying to get into the building. Yeah.
Oh,
so she thought it was hilarious. So that's one of the funniest things that come to my mind. As soon as you said that, that's what came to my mind was my butt hanging out.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, ladies, you have to be careful when you're wearing them sundresses.
Hey, I love sundresses. I'm sorry. I love to see my
bed. No, especially when you don't have no panties on. I got my panties on.
That's my out time. Yeah. That's my out time, so yeah, I normally don't. 8 times out of 10, I don't. Even if I have a slip on, I normally don't have it on.
I live in Florida. I know about no panties.
It's just like that dress.
What do you say?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. He is crazy. Miss Terry, let's go with you. Wow. Okay, Miss Terry. The best thing that ever happened to you
if me was finding out I was pregnant with my daughter after doctor saying I couldn't. So that was probably the best thing that ever happened.
Hallelujah.
You know, the worst thing was losing both my parents. That was the worst. Losing both of them, you know. And my dad never met my daughter and never knew, you know. And my mom only seen her, like, for about a year. So that was the worst because they were, like, the best parents in the world. So I knew they would have been the best grandparents for her. The funniest, any time that I went to the swingers club was the funniest times for me because every time I went.
Okay. Well,
every
how
time.
How many times have you been?
I've been a few times.
Give us some of the funny details.
Well, I can't really say a lot of them on your show because. Let's see.
Clean them up.
I can't clean it up.
Come on, clean it up a little bit.
So I'm just going to leave it like that. No, I actually had, and even going to a strip club, just going out to the clubs with men coming up to you, crazy looking. Because I love the people watch and just watch people do stuff and how the men, the same old lines, and there's always a female in there that has slept with everybody. It's just a mess. It's a mess. So that's probably the funniest. That's probably the funniest. You know.
And you know, I keep begging my family to take me to one.
Going to jail was one of the funny times, too, because I happened to have been drunk, so.
Okay, Dr. Princess of Day, what was so funny about going to jail?
What was funny?
Ms. Cherry got the president of the day. I'm calling her that because you said the funniest time, one of the funniest times when she went to jail. I'm like, okay.
Hold on.
Ms. Cherry went to jail, but how many days were you in jail, Ms. Cherry, when you went?
Oh, ma'am, it was like 3 days.
What
did you go to jail for?
I happened to have been driving, they said I was under the influence, and I told the officer, I've been twice as drunk and made it home. You in my way. All I need to do is get off. Where were you at then? You know?
Don't do that, Ms. Terry. You never bring up your old offenses on your new offense. You don't do that. I'm only carrying 2 pounds tonight. Last week,
where you from?
Where were you last week? That's never gonna help you. That's what I'm saying. That's never gonna help your case. So don't bring it up.
Wow. I done drove 2 times drunk before. They ain't been caught. Now you gonna catch me this time? Wow. So you admit to being a drunk driver?
She ain't gonna hurt nobody. She ain't gonna hurt nobody. That was our point. I understand the point. Yes, I understand it.
I had to go to the bathroom. I need to get home. You know how you got to go to the bathroom. You need to get home. If you would have been out of my way, I would already been home.
That's right.
But here you are.
Wow. Messing up the flow of the program I got going on.
Yeah.
I think we need to band together and get rid of these highway police.
Yeah.
It's okay if you phone up. Hello, I need help. Come to my house. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting on the road waiting for people. We need to get rid of them because they always messing with the wrong people, I think, in my opinion.
And he was like, but didn't you see me? I seen you. And I was driving past you, and I was trying to get to where I was going. You decided to mess with me.
That's right. Wow. I'm sure there's crime being done, murder being done somewhere around
the
corner.
We right in the hood. We in the hood, and all you see is me.
For driving too fast. You need not to be talking to me about my driving. You need to go put your big boy pants on and go in the project.
Exactly.
That's where you need to go. Go right in there. Not messing with me. I got a whole solution to these people.
Yeah.
They messing with the wrong people.
I got a question for Ms. Terry. Ms. Terry. So I got a question for you. I heard you say, and that makes me think about my dad, but that I heard you say that neither one of your parents got to see your daughter.
My dad didn't. My mom she lasted probably 6 months after my daughter was born. What my mom did was she waited it out. So she kept saying, when are you going to give birth? And I kept telling her, and she said, okay. And then she kept saying, like, her sister was coming down, and she kept saying, no, that's going to be too late. And I said, too late for what, Mama? Nah, well, and then when they said that she needed a heart surgery, my daughter. She said, okay, I can last a little bit longer. This is what she was telling me.
Really?
So a couple of months before she turned one, my mother went on home.
But your
she
mom
knew
got
she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That is so beautiful.
That is so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. And she's just like my mom. She looks just like my mom. And she has the same spirit of the love and the wanting to hug you and love you. She has that with my mom.
Wow. I've seen pictures of your daughter. I think I saw her on a scooter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, your daughter.
Yeah, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that was kind of, because my dad was
there. When we come to Vegas, let me make sure that I bring my checkbook, and I won't get insulted if you remind me to bring my checkbook when we go to Vegas. Just say, Vanessa,
I
don't get your checkbook, because Ms. Hayes going to be putting Special Olympics under memo, so make sure that you remind me.
Okay.
So I can take care of my end.
Sir, we started this thing off tonight. We ain't waiting to December, Vanessa. We popping this off tonight.
Well, y'all can pop it off tonight. I've got a big vacation in 2 weeks.
Okay, well, y'all pop it off.
I mean, oh, okay, Vanessa, I'm saying you could do with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop it off from Vanessa when
okay.
You know, everybody else do what they do, but I'm just saying I will cut you a check when I see you in December.
Okay.
I got a big trip coming. I know I don't have everything I got going to Alaska. So
Okay.
That's fine.
I mean, I'll take care of you. I mean, you got plenty of time, so but
yeah.
I will make sure that I contribute in December and just say, Vanessa, don't forget your checkbook and I won't be insulted. I'm gonna say
okay.
For what, and then you tell me and I'm saying, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I sure will.
Okay. Well, yeah. Dr. Delia. Are you listening?
Yes.
Dr. Delia.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. You guys have to pardon me. I'm actually in the emergency room with my daughter, and so I am walking out trying to find signals. And if I do, that's what's going on. So
why don't you take care of that, Dr. Delia, and just raise your hand when you're ready to talk, dog. How about that?
Okay. No, I can. They just took her butt, and so I walked over here to the sitting room so I can talk for a moment. We're waiting for x-rays. When she gets rolled down the x-rays, I'll put my hand. I'll pick up now so you know. I'm going to put it down. I can't talk at that time. Good. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can't talk right now?
I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
The best thing that ever happened to me? Oh, the birth of my children.
Okay. What about the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
That's something. The worst thing. It's interesting because, okay, well, wow. Something. When I look back, even that would be considered the worst. I don't know. It's always something positive I take out of it. But I'm really thinking back, like, it's the worst thing. I don't... Oh, you know what? I'll tell you this. One of the worst things that I think happened to me, that I thought happened to me, was while staying in an abusive marriage and allowing my children to see that.
I get that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
Funniest thing?
I'm going on this one because the funniest thing. Was it when you were in a...
No, the funniest thing that I would think that people thought that happened to me, it was, okay, I was at a talent show when I was in middle school. And
you recited poetry and that was the funny thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was in a talent show and I sung. And so after I saw everybody was clapping, 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 and standing up, and then I go to get off the stage, and I trip down all the steps. And so everybody's laughing.
I feel your pain.
So I was so, like, happy because I had sung, and everybody was, like, it was standing ovation and all that. And I went, bam. They were like, ah, you know, it was like, okay. So that is what happened. So I laugh about it today, and I'm like, wow, that was hilarious. I guess no one else thinks it's hilarious. Okay.
I did. I said I feel your pain. I said I feel your pain. I get that.
Okay. I have a lot of funny moments. Like, I laugh all the time. Like, I laugh all the time. Let me tell you what happened to me the other week. There was this guy, and he eventually told me he was 84. And he saw me in Starbucks, and he says to me, he was 84. He looked very sharp, very poised and together. He had a very strong stance, everything, right? So I saw him looking at me like his eyes were youthful. And I saw him checking me out, and I thought it was really
interesting. Did you see a strong ass?
No. No.
Oh. Okay, go ahead, sweetie.
A strong fan. So so it's funny because I can tell that he was elderly, but he had youthful eyes, and he was still a flirt. So he comes over to me, and he says, "What keeps you smiling like that?" So I said, "I don't know, just, you know, I'm always smiling." And he said, "You know, come sit over here." I said, "You know, I'm really busy." He said, "You got a minute." I'm like, "Look at you. You still got it." Little strong man. So, anyway, yeah, I'm always smiling or laughing. I'm kind of silly, and I'm very witty. So, yeah, you know, at the same time, I'm serious, too. So I can be serious, but I have very fun. I work hard, play hard. And, yeah, so I'm always laughing. It's a lot of stuff that's fun to me. Stuff that's fun to me, other people probably don't think is funny. And I like finding humor in it. I'm like, God, that's so funny.
You get his number?
You know what? Guess what happened? As we were sitting down talking, and he's telling me about how, you know, he told me he'd been divorced like 6 years ago. And I'm like, aren't you too old to get a divorce? And he said, well, he probably shouldn't have ever got married anyway. He was like almost 30 years senior of his latest wife. He said, but we're still good. We're good friends and blah, blah, blah. He told me, yeah, she just moved to Mexico. I said, well, she did. And as he's telling this story, I'm correlating the story with the young lady that comes to my house all the time and is one of my son's best friends. And I'm like, wait a minute. Because your daughter, he told me about his daughter, that's only 25. It's like, what? Who's only 25? I said, are you kidding me? And then, you know, we find there's mutual, you know, lives in the same subdivision. It was really funny. So, yeah, I ended up giving my number, and I invited him over because his daughter was coming over. I said, you know, come over for some wine because I was having a dinner at the house. And so, yeah. So, yeah, it's really
all righty. I'm working on my phone, but I'm back right now. I am back, bro. Hey, we're going to go to break right now.
What about you, Elias?
Well, we got to go to break right now. We still ain't got one more video. We got to go to break, so hold on. We'll get back to me. We're going to get there. So right after this message, we'll be right back.
I got a show for Tyree. You know how he tried to put me on blast about my show. I have the perfect show for Tyreek.
What show? You got a show?
The name of Tyreek's show would be The Thing Not to Do to get a Woman. In other words, don't listen to any of his advice. But, well, you know, as far as women, man, I like everything about
this
women.
Is our little
I can't narrow it down to five.
Close this box, and we're going to throw this bitch in the ocean.
I'm sorry, Rob Booty. I'm sorry, Robert. The show is going to be called Things to Do Not to Get a Woman, because Tyrese is having hell of a problem getting one.
This is our little boundary box, and we're going to close this box, and we're going to throw this bitch in the open.
Ross movie, you pulled a Reggie Miller, boy. That
must be a brother thing, man. That's a brother thing. Make up for your new brother.
Throw that
house
down.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Oh, wow.
Now tell that was, Spike lead us to the house.
That was my bad. That's my bad, Rob, man. So you say you love everything about a woman, huh? There's nothing wrong with a female.
Nah.
You need a woman with a sense of humor to help him out with that horrible ass joke.
Oh, well, man, at least I got one.
Oh, boy.
Damn. We're going to leave that alone there, partner.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Black Rob's show, Black Water. The ice is melting in this.
Oh, damn. Hey, stop it, Tyreek. Stop it. Stop it, Tyreek. Stop it, Tyreek. Stop it. Stop it, y'all. Stop it.
If you ever get a date with Tyreek, just think about that turkey sandwich he's going to feed you.
This is our little boundary box, and we're going to close this box, and we're going to throw this bitch.
Stop, Rob. Stop, please. Stop. Rob Smooth, man. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Don't do it.
Tyreek ever going to get a girl. Final thoughts.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Rob Smooth.
Do we have enough?
Do we have enough time for me to do it again? Maybe I do. Let's see what we do.
This is our little boundary box.
Yeah, we have time.
Hey, man. You know what? All right. I'll have no final thoughts.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life, but it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
You better wipe that smile off your face, or I'll do it for you.
Patronize me, man, okay? You don't know what my people have been through. Please don't do it.
Mrs. Powers, I have never heard a school song like that. And I certainly never authorized the change. Did I? I want everyone in this school to learn that song in English and Spanish immediately. Take a bow, Mrs. Powers. You've rewritten our alma mater.
Oh, wait, there is feedback. Somebody's listening to the show out loud. I got something going on. Crazy.
But
yeah,
I'm there.
What is that noise?
Somebody said, I don't know what it is.
Wow.
It ain't me.
We got some plugs in now. What's up, JK? How you doing? Mama B, where you at? I'm right here, but I can't do that noise. I can't.
Sound like it was a Dr. Princess Ivy.
Well, why don't you mute her and see what happened?
I did.
Okay, that just went away, didn't it?
Yep.
Okay. That's J-Rob.
Well, you should already know. Well, who? Yeah. Well, J-Rob, he got some damn nerve. Oh, God.
J-Rob.
Wow.
That's J-Rob. That's who it is.
What? Mm-hmm. We can't do that. And Miss Elliott, I got a problem with you. When you called on me, I brought it to your attention. There's some noise here. And then you read it to me. Don't mute me. If it was me, I wouldn't be saying nothing. I'm telling you, there's some noise.
I know. Moby, I'm working through it to see where the echo was coming from. So I was muting.
I know. I understand that, boo. Well, but it wasn't coming from me. I've been down this rodeo before. I know what to do.
Okay, well, all right.
It ain't never going to be me.
You never know. All
right,
okay, we got Roger now.
J.
King, what's going on?
What's happening, Mr. L.E.S.? How you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Hey, Miss Terry, you in Sacramento, right?
Yes.
You know I'm going to be in Sacramento on July 11th, Club Nouveau at Lionsgate.
Oh, okay.
ACEE. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on my way to... Montego Bay tonight. We're playing on the 4th.
Oh.
Hey.
So you know what tonight is on the Jay Rouse show tonight is, right?
No, what's tonight?
It's the Club Nouveau night. It's the Club Nouveau theme night. We're playing all your music from the past and the present. So it's the Club Nouveau night.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, who was that?
Doc, how are you?
Odelia
is my name.
Hi,
how are you?
Dr. Princess, I'm going to tell you something. We got something that we call... We got something that we call Odeliitis. And we call San Diego Simi, Dr. Simi... Dr. Simeon Red Wine, because he say the stupidest stuff like Dr. Red Wine, but he takes the long route to say it like you. So we call him Dr. Simeon Red Wine.
Well, I guess, that just makes me feel so...
Yeah, it's not a compliment, so just sit down.
Well, you know what? But you know what? Say my name. That's right.
Right. Dr. Princess. Let me put the NSP on you, please. NSP. You know what NSP means, don't you? No singing, please. NSP.
It's a totally different meaning to that song than what we're going through right now. It's apples and oranges, boo. Apples and oranges.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. All good to me. Very good.
How's everybody doing tonight? What's happening? Where's darkness? Where's darkness? Where is he?
He's not here.
He's traveling. Oh, he's on his way to Indiana today. He's going to he's traveling to Indiana, so he's taking a night off and he's going here to Indiana. And he should be here sometime around about 7-8 o'clock tomorrow night. So.
Okay. So when y'all gonna come hang out with me, man?
Soon. We gotta make it soon, man. It's gotta happen soon.
Y'all my brothers. You and Darkness. Y'all my for real brothers.
Don't count on it.
I feel the same way. We need to make it happen soon, man. It's just
you say don't count on it.
You know, Momo B keeps it real. You didn't come to the sisters. The sisters are gonna make it when they say they're gonna. The brothers got some other agenda. I don't even know. But if you talk to the sisters, which I know Jay King, you got a problem with the sisters. I don't know what it is.
I don't have a problem with the sisters. My woman is a sister, and I'm spicy with that. And she's coming to. Montego Bay with me, though.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something right now. If I didn't say nothing, you would just ask them to when they come in, blah, blah, you and went on your way. I'm telling you, ask them because.
Let me tell you why.
Ask us to come chill with you and hang out with you and be down for you. Ask us. You never do that. You come on here, fly by night, say, hey, dark skin, light skin, whatever, and then you bounce. You don't never invite us nowhere. You'll never say nothing to us instead of 9,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, us. And that's all I'm saying.
Mama B, let me explain something to you. Now, I want you, I'm going to put this in something. in a language that I think you'd understand, okay?
Let's say, you're joking. I'm serious. You're joking, though.
I am, too. I'm serious. I'm getting ready to put it in a language that I think you'd understand. Let's say, yo, dude.
I understand
right?
English, dude.
Hold on. Let me finish.
English.
Let's say, yo, dude was talking to some, you know, was inviting some people over, and yo, dude invited some girls over to come hang out with him. And you mm-hmm. and you caught wind of it.
Mm.
Hello?
Thank you.
I'm Hello. Here, but this is not girls. You invite another man and you forget about the females. That's all I'm
no,
saying.
No, no. I'm telling and I'm pointing out that I didn't forget. What
okay.
I don't want this is again tonight. I don't want again tonight.
You stupid.
You know,
you think you're cute. All right, okay, whatever, J. King.
I don't want to get too nice to get at me. Next thing you know, all written about J. King, all cut up. Why he all cut up?
I heard his girl was listening to the J. Ryle show, and he inviting people all over to the house and everything, to the show. And you know she part Pino, because that's a little Asian in it. Yeah. You know, now he's
and his light skin and his light and his light skinned ass got cut up. That's what the no, end what of us. What you're stuff. Saying is no. What you're saying is so we can all be on the same page. Is you go around inviting men to your shows, but you don't invite women because of your girl. That's what you're saying.
I invite brothers to my show because I got a brotherhood. Now,
okay.
So I'm respecting the brotherhood. Now, we all family, right? Now, if y'all come to the show, if I invite the brothers and y'all come, then I can say, hey, Janet, this is J. Ryle, this is, you know, this is Darkness, this is Mr. Elias, and this is they people. Then she's like, oh, hey. But if I say, hey, this is Momo B, this is Miss Terry, and she's, and, you know, next thing I know,
So, what you're saying is when you invite your brothers, they're supposed to invite us on the backside? What about that? They don't do that.
No. I'm saying if my brothers invite you, it's good. If I start inviting you, it's bad. I want it the same way if your dude, see, so while you over here jibber-jabbing, if your dude did the same thing, you'd be like, hold up, bro. You don't invite no girls to when I'm your woman. You don't do that. I invite them. I, Momo B, I do the invitation.
You know, the difference between me and you is, when I wouldn't, if I invite you, I invite you. I ain't got no problems with who you are. I don't care what the sex is. If I invite you, I invite you. You're my peoples. I don't care where I know you from. You invite. I'm not going to say I'm inviting all girls and you can invite whatever men you want to. That's a bigger issue. That's a bigger issue there. You going to let the girls invite whoever they want to? No, I don't do that. I'm inviting my peoples, and my peoples are cool. And you sit down because I got my cool peoples here.
Momo B, let me say this to you. When J. Ryle,
no,
Mr. Elliot, then keep your ass at home then, okay?
No. No, my thing is,
when they visited me, you go visit Ernest.
You are being disrespectful. That's all I'm saying. You are being disrespectful. And you should already know, me. If you invite Mo B, I ain't going to have no problems with your girl. If your girl might have a problem with me when I step in the room, yeah, she will. But I'm saying, it's not my fault. I'm not going to be hanging out with no problems.
But see, you get to go home. I'm not making problems with my girl.
I understand. You know what? I really understand. I'm sorry. I understand. I apologize. I thought you was a bigger man than what you describing right now.
Let me explain this to you.
I am quite
okay,
sorry.
Okay, let me explain this to you. As it relate to my woman, I'm not that big of a man. I'm just a regular man.
I apologize because I thought you were.
And with my woman, I'm going to respect her the same way she got to respect me.
It's a two-way street. And respect.
It's a two-way street.
So boom, boom, boom.
And
you know what? And you know what? Keep your ass at the house. Go see Ernest. Boom.
What you do is...
Exactly.
Even if you invited me, it would be respectful because me and you ain't got nothing going on, boo. We not going to have nothing going on,
I know we don't, but you asked
why
me.
Why wouldn't you invite me?
Because I'm inviting my boys to come stay the night at my house.
Okay.
That's why. That's
okay.
Why.
I'm good.
Well,
on.
You didn't say anything to me, but when you come to Houston or you invite J-Raw, I live around the corner from him, you make sure that you invite me. And
he
I ain't got to sit in your house. I can sit
in
my own.
He just announced it to the whole world. He ain't invite no bitches.
When he comes to Houston.
I did not say that. I just told Miss Terry. I just said, Miss Terry, I'm going to be in Sacramento at the Lions
yep.
Gate.
He didn't invite us, Mama. He invited her.
I invited her because she's in California. Y'all
right. And I just said, when you come to Houston and you invite Jay,
I would invite you. I absolutely would invite you.
Sweetheart.
Because I'm in your city. All I'm saying is I invited my partners to come hang out with me. Momo B acting like she got a nutsack, and she don't.
No, hold on, because I was just making it general, but I'm going to ask you straight up, why don't you invite me?
Because you don't have a nutsack. I'm hanging out with my partner.
But you just said, somebody said you invited Miss Terry.
I invite Miss Terry because I said, Miss Terry, we're going to be at a show. I invited those guys to come hang out with me. It's a difference.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't invite Miss Terry to come stay at my house.
No, he invited her to the show.
I'm not talking about to your house. I'm talking about the same place. I was talking to
Mr. L.E.S. and J.R.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. You are absolutely right. You are right. That's what you did, and I bow down.
Okay, well, let's get back to the show right now. Okay, Jay, we got three questions we're asking. The worst thing, the best thing, and the funniest thing that ever happened to you. The best thing that's ever happened to you. I know what you're going to say, but what's the
My
best thing that's ever
happened to you? My daughter was born. She is the love of my life, the apple of my eye, and the girl of my dreams. I have never loved anybody more in my whole entire life. She rivals the love of half of my mom. That's the best thing I've ever had.
What's the second best thing? Because everybody's going to say their children, of course. I got it on my list.
I did.
But what's the second best thing that's going to that happened to you? Let's make it. Let's
the best thing that happened to me.
The
second best thing that happened to me was Helen Bridges gave birth to me, and she is the most incredible person I've ever met in my life. I've never had a person that support me more, that made me believe in myself more, that let me dream more than she has.
Oh, that's sweet.
She has influenced. My mother died in 2007. Most people know she's only 62 years old, but nobody has shaped my life and continues to shape my life. The way my mother had, the way my mother thought,
nice.
The way my mother was, and the frankness in which my mother spoke.
Mm.
That's really nice.
I imagine that's the worst thing that ever happened to you right there, then,
the worst thing that ever happened to me, was when my mom passing. It was way too early, but I would rather her have passed than to be in the pain that she was in because she had lung cancer, and it was just very sad. You know, I couldn't function for about a year. I really was angry. I was probably very mean and nasty to people. But one day God said to me, she didn't have to be your mom. And at that point, I recognized the fact that I was lucky and blessed to have had Helen as my mother because not everybody gets a Helen. Not everybody gets that kind of support that Helen gave me. I mean, not when things started getting good for me. I mean, from my very birth. So I was lucky to have a Helen. And so that was the saddest day of my life. And what's next?
And what's the second worst thing? What's the next worst thing that happened in your life?
The next worst thing that happened in my life was when all them damn record stores went bankrupt
and my distributor owed me $10 million, which meant that I wasn't going to get that money. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear the laughter. I mean, everybody got a sad story to tell, but we want to hear the funny things. And I understand, because I got a sad story, too. But that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Funniest thing that ever happened to me. The funniest thing that ever happened to me is one day, okay, so I'm at the, Rumors is a big record, and it's like early in my career, everybody knows who I am, and I'm young, and, you know, things are great. I'm on an elevator with a guy named Randy Rand. Randy Rand is the guy who really taught me the music business, brought me in. Randy Rand, the big burly guy, he's about 6'3", probably weighs 240 pounds. He's got a big beard and mustache. He looks like a black Grizzly Adams, and he talks like this. And he on the elevator, and he talking to me. And I'm 5'6", you know, and at that time, 130 pounds soaking wet. So we're talking. We're on the elevator, and while we're on the elevator, I fart. And so when I fart, nobody's on the elevator. So when the door opens, a lot of people getting on the elevator. Instead of us getting off the elevator, because it was wrong, we stayed on the elevator. And everybody's getting on the elevator, and everybody's talking, you know, everybody's talking, blah, blah, blah. The whole elevator is loud, and all of a sudden, silence. Because, you know, a fart sometimes is in a bubble. But when that bubble pops, all the stink that's in that bubble pops. So everybody, I'm telling you, everybody's talking, and then it just silence. It's silence because it stinks. And now everybody is looking at Big Daddy, Randy Rand, because he's the biggest dude in the thing, right? And he look at me and say, loud enough for everybody to hear, and say, "Man, you didn't have to fart like that." Oh my God! So as I'm walking through the conference for the rest of the conference, people looking at me, and so I don't know if they looking at me because they saying that's Jay King, or if they looking at me because they're that nigga right there stank. He farted in the elevator. That's the funniest thing that happened to me. Oh man.
Oh man! So are you doing your show tonight? I know you're traveling. Are you doing your show tonight?
I'm doing my show before I travel. That's how dedicated I am. And it's because I've been.
So what are you talking? Because
I've been.
What are you talking about tonight?
Tonight I'm talking about 25 things. What am I talking about? Hold on, I'll tell you guys right now. 25 things you should know and ask about distribution. You know, I think a lot of people think they want distribution deals, and they really don't. But they don't. They don't ask these certain things.
I'm so glad we had this time.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay, that was messed up. All right.
What is that, Mr. Elias? What is that? And who's laughing? Why is that funny? It's so early though. It's not even on the hour. What happened?
Nothing. I was just getting on the J King Network, and I thought I was on mute, but obviously I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was Momo B telling me to shut the hell up.
No, I speak English, Billy. I was just told you in straight up English. Shut the hell up. But it's not my show. I just sit back.
I thought something was coming next.
Okay.
I thought that was coming
okay. Momo B, we haven't gotten to you. So what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Do we got time for me? Because we're almost at the top of the hour, and I don't want to be interrupted when I say my stuff.
By all means, we got time for you.
The best, like I said, everybody's going to say the birth of their children, because that is the best. For any woman, that's the best time of their life, for most of us. Sorry to those who don't think so. But to most of us, the birth of my children, especially my firstborn, that was just
the best, because the first one is the best one, because I was just tired of it being in me. I understand why I got to move around so much. It was just a whole different experience than I have ever witnessed in my life. So the birth of my first child, which was my son, was the best thing that ever happened to me. He was out. He was doing his own thing, living his own life. Get out of me. That was the best thing that ever happened to me. He took his own breath and did it on his own. That was the best thing, because he was just moving. He was too big. He was 9 pounds, 4 ounces. And that is too big for a firstborn. I'm like, oh, my God. It was killing me. But I was in labor with him for days and days, like other people. I was in labor with him for 4 whole hours. 4. That was it. Went there, got it done, and even I was faking it. I said, oh, I'm in labor, because you know how the doctor give you a due date? Oh, you do on January 14th. When January 14th came, you know what I did? I packed my bags. I told old boy to get up. Let's go. We're going to go to the doctor. The baby's coming. He's like, are you doing contractions? Are you doing contractions? That's what he said. I said, shut up. Let's go. I don't know what you doing contractions mean, but let's go. The doctor said it was the 14th, and it hit the 14th. We got to get this out of me. We went to the doctor, and the doctor said, we went to the emergency room, and they said, what's the problem? I said, I'm having contractions. I never had a baby before. I didn't even know what contractions felt like. But I said, I'm having contractions. My baby is due today, and I think he's on the way. And they're like, okay, they wheeling me up and down, they examine me, and they say, oh, no, you only dilated 2 centimeters. The baby ain't nowhere near due. And I looked at homie, and I said, we doing this today. And I can say, oh, I got so much pain. I feel contractions. So they hooked me up to all this kind of crap. And they said, nope, it ain't. It ain't coming. And they said, just walk around. Just walk around the hospital. Just walk around. You know, walking around is supposed to, quote, unquote, you know, loosen you up or do what it's supposed to do. So we walking and we walking and we walking. Then all of a sudden, I'm starting to feel contractions. I never felt contractions before because, remember, I was just faking it, wanting to get out of me. So I'm walking around, and then I'm starting to feel some pain, some contractions. And when it started to kick my butt, I said to him, I don't want to play this game no more. I want to just go back home. Because it was really hurting. I said, I want to go back home. And he's like, no. And then when they checked me again, which was like 3 hours later, they said, oh, you 6 centimeters. Now I went from 2 to 6. And just walking around the hospital. And I was like, oh, I don't want to play. I want to go home. I was begging him, take me home. And, of course, he's not listening to Ash. I was like, no, we got to stay because they say we got to stay. I'm like, forget them. I'm telling you, take me home. Oh, no, the doctor say. So, and I'm going to tell you, this all turns out to the funniest because he said we got to stay. So we stood. And then an hour later, I had my 9 pound, 4 ounces baby boy. I'm like, oh, my God, he had to be the biggest thing. And, of course, he ripped me coming out because I'm not built to deliver no 9 pound boy. You know, I got a tight little thing down there. I'm like, oh, hello. So, yeah, so they had loose stitches up in there. And then the doctor kept saying, I asked the doctor straight up when he said, oh, he ripped you. We're going to have to give you stitches. So me being a woman, I don't like pain. I said, doc, how many stitches? Not too many. I don't know what not too many means. So then he started stitching. So I said, how many more? Oh, just a couple of more. He's stitching and stitching. I was like, how many more? Oh, just a couple more. I said, you said that the last time. How many stitches? Just a couple more. He gets it. So finally, I had to just get Bronx on his behind and curse him out. And he was like, hold our hands. Because now I'm like, you kidding me. You said a couple of more 10 minutes ago, and you still sewing? What is this? I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. You got to be up front with me. If you got to sew 8 times, say 8. Don't say a couple, because I'm counting 1, 2. And yeah,
I was talking while you had your baby.
Yes, I did. Vanessa, I had the baby already. The baby was out. He was just
and you were doing all of that talking.
Yeah, he was trying to fix me. Yes, I was, because I want to know. This is how Mama B gets down. If you say you got to do 8 stitches, so I'm thinking in my mind, I never stitched nobody before, but I'm thinking in my mind, okay,
You got 3 minutes per stitch. Even though that's giving it extra time. I never stitched nobody. Like, yo, but he was in there forever. And I felt, even though they quote-unquote numbed me, I felt every pinch. So I'm like, what are you doing down there? I didn't understand what he was doing. If I didn't feel it, then I would have just been chilling because the baby was already out. I would have laid back and relaxed. But I felt it. And that was the problem that I had. I felt it. So I'm like, what are you doing? So, you said you only had a couple of stitches, and you're still down there. What are you doing? Oh, just a couple of more. Relax.
So what was the worst thing, Mama B? What was the worst thing?
Of course, I'm going to say the worst thing in my life was the death of my mother. That is it. And anybody's going to say the worst thing was the death of somebody close to them. And that was the worst thing in my life. That was it. But what I did have prepared was a second worst thing. Of course, my mother, I'm not trying to brush her off. I'm telling you, my mother was the worst. I love her. I appreciate her. And I wish she was still here. But this is a radio show. So I already know everybody's going to say the death of somebody. So I had plan B. And plan B, the second worst thing of my life was when my BMW 325 Black died. I was like, what? I fell on the floor. Why did? Because it was a stick shift. It was a stick shift. And everybody said, you're going to burn out that clutch? You're going to burn out that clutch? You're going to burn it out? Because I didn't know how to drive it. It was my first stick shift. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And sure enough, what everybody said was true. I killed that car. And I did. But it was fun for me. And I loved it. And I understand today why they called the BMW the ultimate driving machine, because it was. It did its thing. It did its thing. And that was the worst thing. That was the second to the worst thing that happened in my life.
My car. What about the funniest?
Oh, the funniest. Well, as you know, I have a lot of funniest things in my life. But the funniest thing the first thing that popped into my mind was when we was chilling outside of my grandmother's home in the Bronx. It was like eight of us just chilling there, talking, kicking it, doing whatever we doing right there. And then all of a sudden, a car drives by real fast. It's going west. And then it makes a U-turn in the middle of the street. Who makes a U-turn in the middle of the street? They make a U-turn in the middle of the street and start coming the other way. And then at my house, they slowed down, and everybody in the driveway said, "Drive by." Everybody said, "Drive by." So you know when somebody yells "drive by," what you do? You hit the ground. Everybody hit the ground, and then all of a sudden, there was no gunshots. There was no gunshots, but there was stuff. There were things being flown in our direction, like stuff was dropping on the floor. Bang, bang, bang. Now, it was a gunshot, though. It was just stuff hitting the floor. Boop, 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 all around us. And then the car kept going. And then we you know how you all text me, "Everybody okay, everybody okay?" Okay. And then we got up. And what is that? There's paper bags laying all around the yard. We picked up the paper bag, and inside the paper bags were beef patties. There were beef patties. So somebody drove by our house, my grandma's house that I lived in, and they threw beef patties at us. And damn, I'm burning my shit in the sense. Yeah, they threw beef patties at us. And that was it. And we all knew who it was because there was only one true Jamaican chick in our circle, and it was her man. He was mad because he thought she was cheating on him, and so he was stalking her, and now she's having a good time hanging out while he's home watching the child. And so he said, "I'm going to ride by Mona B's house because Mona B's a bad influence." So he decided to do a beef patty drive-by, and that is the funny thing. That happened like 25 years ago. But every time I get with my girls, that is the first thing we talk about, is the beef patty drive-by, because we were scared. We were really scared. And then, here was the beef patty being flowing. Like, he really did a U-turn, stopped, skirted, and flung beef patties out the window. And he thought, I don't know what he thought, but that's what he did. And it was so funny to us. He was like, "Oh my God, this dang person, he ain't even smart enough to do nothing hurtful. He just want to throw beef patties." And we laughed about that stuff for 2 weeks straight.
Like, the beef patties are so funny. And I'm like, we might as well eat them because there was nice and hot. And it's like he just went to the beef patty store, said, I want 16 beef patties, and then he came to my house and threw them. Who does that?
Well, we got to go to break, and we'll be right back after this break. Thank you, Momo.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What'd you tell my room?
I tuned into Jay on the Jay Ryle show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
That's right, you're damn right. It's our Listening Lounge, and it's our world famous Listening Lounge, so let's get right into it, folks.
All right, here we go.
Attention, we are now under curfew. I repeat, we are now under curfew. Please step into your homes, or you will either be arrested or detained. Please step into your homes, or you will either be arrested or detained.
At the top of the news today, gas prices have increased to $10 a gallon. The housing market is priced to zero value. The unemployment rate is now 50%, and the dollar holds a value of 10 cents on the world market. In other news, teen pregnancy has helped the world's population spiral out of control, topping out at 12 billion people. The new world order is now in control of the United States of America, and Armageddon is causing panic around the world. In other news, gas and food prices, healthcare and housing have contributed to the unemployment rate being at an all-time high. As a result, poverty in the nation's homeless counts have also risen.
gonna hide.
You can't hide.
Knowledge and truth.
I gotta mention, with all this stress and tension, social media, new technology lynching. I smell new slavery cooking up in this kitchen. New cracks, cracking skulls, souls, and backs. 1% attacks to 99% like tax. Like-minded, but keep the masses blinded. Hide the truth so the masses can't find it. What's left of a tea party? Cause they think they right. Thus we fight for whatever we got left. Put that pride up all in my chest. Help the Lord deal with all the rest. May God bless us with consciousness. Yes, we pray for some consciousness. The cheapest price is to pay attention. I gotta mention consciousness.
Top of the news today, blue skies are being reported around the world. Homelessness is a thing of the past, and unemployment offices are being shut down. It seems everyone is working. In other news, the murder rate is zero for the first time in the history of the world. Hunger no longer exists, and love is spreading across the land. It seems the world has changed, and everyone has been stricken with a serious case of consciousness.
Gotta have some consciousness.
Come on. Rock. Plus. New. Mold. New one, baby. Let me ask you a question. Huh. What makes a party? What makes you flow? Get on that dance floor and act like you know. Is it that Frank Bev before I let you go? I get Doug Fresh and give you a hell of a show. That black leather cup protector cameo. I track them like Larry Blackman, funky bro. Got that DJ Serato in tow. You know the rumors. Update Club Nouveau. The grown and sexy comes with the swing. Chubster on the vocals. The keys, J. King. From Brooklyn to the Bay. From kid to the play. We're gonna have an old school house party today. Go, go.
Don't need no hate, just want you to relax and let yourself be free. No need in thugging, cause we ain't mugging. Hey, Mr. DJ, drop that beat, I'm almost out my seat.
You know my girls, up in the crowd, demand respect when you know what you want. Don't be afraid, just speak your mind. Just grab a brother by the head and
From the time of Grandmaster Flash, Egyptian Lover, the West Coast cast. Remember 1990, Shub Rock Freedom, the funk beat 'em, Lee Jean, still crease 'em, the hip-hop dream, with a pocket full of green, before the B-word and N-word took the scene. Two turntables spinning la-di-da-di, we don't trouble nobody, we're just here having a party. Come. Rock. You go. I get Doug Fresh and give you a hell of a show. That black leather cut protector cameo. I track them like Larry Blackman, funky bro. Got that DJ Serato in tow. You know the rumors. Update Club Nouveau. The grown and sexy comes with the swing. Chuffs on the vocals. The keys, J. King. From Brooklyn to the Bay. From kid to the play. We're gonna have an old school house party today.
Don't need no heat. Just want you to relax and let yourself be free.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, we got 3 minutes to wrap it up. That was Club Nouveau. So what'd you guys think of the Club Nouveau album? That's 3 songs out there. I love that album. That album is jumping.
Everything is fire. I think everything that comes from Club Nouveau is fire. Not because I liked them back in the day, just because the sound of it is just flavor to me. It just has something that I haven't heard in a long time, and that's why I like it.
I like that. I like that, man. Chubb Rock tears it up. I love Chubb Rock. That is off the chain.
But of course.
And, you know, the Chubb's just a man. But, you know, we lost, speaking of music, we lost a man, an important singer this week. We lost Bobby Womack, BW as I call him. And my baby calls him BW too, but we lost Bobby Womack. Wow, that's deep. That is deep. I was like, wow, I can't believe he's only 70 years old, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the grand scheme of things, wow, that's a trip. Wow. Another great singer down gone. And then yesterday was the, I can't remember how many years, Luther died yesterday. I think it's 9 years now. Yeah, it's like, wow, I just couldn't believe it. It's like, man, we've lost some great singers, man. You know, and that, you know, that's just unbelievable. Unreal. That is unreal, but yeah, folks, wow. Damn. It's pretty good times 4th of July around here, man. Fireworks are going off. People lighting up 4th of July.
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going off over here, but we're in a drought.
Y'all where?
We're in a drought here in Sacramento, but they still selling fireworks. It don't make no sense to me. We're in a drought. They're not letting you water your grass or nothing, but yet they go sell fireworks. So I'm watering the grass. I don't give a damn if anybody get mad. I really don't care. Turn me in. You know? People crazy. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God, Miss Terry. I understand. I definitely understand. Well, I wish I would get some of the rain we get. Yeah, we get so much rain here. It's unreal.
I know.
Mm-mm. And it's 60 degrees here right now. I'm like, this is unbelievable. In July.
Yeah, it's still 80. Yeah, it's like 80-something here.
Did you say 60 degrees?
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother's keeper. Yes,
now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Okay, we're done with the wrap it up stuff, folks. We're going to give y'all our final thoughts for the night. So, Dr. Delia, ladies first. Your final thoughts, Dr. Delia. All right, Dr. Delia's not with us. All righty. Nessa, give us your final thoughts, Don.
I need somebody to put the mentholatum on my chest and under my nose.
Where's Bobby Jones at?
Oh, he'll be in here in a minute. He just made me take my cough syrup.
Okay.
He need to make you a hot toddy, I'm telling you. Ain't nothing like a hot toddy.
But for real, I'm taking too many medications for it. Other than that, trust me, I would have had some Jack and some hot tea, but I smoke too much medicine.
Okay.
But I love y'all.
All right, well, Ms. Terry, give us your final thoughts.
My final thought is it was a great show. I put the link of my daughter's funding page on Jay's page. So
And I'll be sharing it, and just pray for me to make, you know, and hopefully I'll be able to get a few more kids to go so these kids can have some fun.
Oh, you will.
That works for me, Miss.
You will.
You're a good person. I don't doubt it will happen. Momo, be your final thoughts.
My final thought is, when you are truly rocking with the one that you love, the best and the funniest
one
thing.
1 minute left.
The best and the funniest thing that ever happened to you, they should be a part of it. And I'm still looking for that person. Because I laugh all day, everything's funny, and everything's the best. But if I can coincide that with a person that I love, that's going to be the ultimate. That is.
And trust me, Momo, it is the ultimate.
I know, girl. I know. It will be.
Right. It is.
All right.
What y'all calling it? Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones.
Well, folks, that's our show for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. Thank you for coming out. Good night.
Good job, Mr. Elias.
Thank you. So, folks, for myself, J. Rob, Momo B, Dr. Tia, Miss Terry, Nessa,
Future
Do, and we'll see you back
here. Do what you do. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Good night, y'all.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.